Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
The Champions League final at Wembley is drawing inexorably closer. You can tell this not only by looking at the calendar, but also by the fact that Dortmund's opponents in the final, Real Madrid, have organized a big media day, especially for this final. The players were there to answer questions, and we were there, of course. We also talk about Karim Adeyemi, as there are fresh transfer rumors. An English club is said to be interested in him. So there's a lot to talk about. We'll get straight to it. I'm Luke, your AI-generated host. Nice of you to join us. Yes, the media day took place at Real Madrid's training center. In Spain, they call it Ciudad Deportiva, or Sports City. It really is a huge site, the largest training center in the world, with several soccer pitches and conference rooms. It really lives up to its name. You can immediately sense the aura of Real Madrid, certainly one of the biggest clubs in the world. And the self-image and self-confidence ahead of the final against Dortmund is also really great. You could feel that yesterday. And yes, Dortmund are perceived as the total underdogs in Spain. But at Madrid, they also saw that Dortmund played a really good season in the Champions League. Madrid's transitional play and defensive stability in particular caught the eye, so they certainly won't underestimate Dortmund. And then we come to Karim Adeyemi. There have been rumors since yesterday that an English club is interested in Adeyemi. Allegedly, there is a 30 million offer in the room. We cannot yet confirm this information. What we do know, however, is that everyone at BVB is currently only concentrating on the Champions League final on Saturday. Final transfer decisions and potential offers will be postponed for the time being. After the final, the squad planning will really pick up speed. What is clear, however, is that Karim Adeyemi would command a substantial transfer fee. He still has a contract with BVB until 2027, and he is only 22 years old, so he is still a player with considerable development potential. And that is precisely Borussia Dortmund's approach. It's precisely players like this who should continue to develop at BVB. And of course, Adeyemi has only shown his potential from time to time, especially this season. But you have to give him credit for the fact that he was often set back by injuries. My personal opinion is that Dortmund would definitely listen to a very lucrative offer for Adeyemi, but I do think that Adeyemi will stay beyond the summer. After all, Dortmund paid around 30 million euros for him at the time, and I can well imagine that Kale and Terzic will give Adeyemi at least one more season to take the next step at BVB. And then we received a lot of news on our topic yesterday. In the last issue, we talked about Mats Hummels. Is he leaving or staying at BVB? And your opinion is pretty clear. You said almost unanimously, Hummels should stay for another year. But you also noted that Dortmund absolutely need a backup in defense, regardless of whether Hummels stays or goes. Thank you very much for your comments. Feel free to write your thoughts on this episode directly in the comments here on Spotify. I'm always very happy to hear them. And that's it for this edition of Borussia Dortmund Daily. Have a good start to the day, and as always, you'll get the latest news here tomorrow morning at 5.